Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The historic Pella Trust has a new location and a new acquisition. What's happening? Let's go in-depth with Lynn Branderhorst and Jan Vandenberg with the historic Pella Trust. Well, the historic Pella Trust has a beautiful new office. This is really cool. It's like digging back into Pella's history the minute you walk in.
It is, and we are so excited to be here. One of the visions on moving our organization is that we wanted to be in the middle of the community that we love so much, to be able to tell our community story in a building that is in our historic, beautiful downtown and that was completely accessible to all people.
Yeah, well, and this is going to be, I can just see people flooding in here. Are you looking forward to a big tulip time for the Pella Historic Trust?
Well, actually, we're hoping that that continues after mm-hmm. tulip time, too. We know there will be lots of interest, and we hope the people come back and start inquiring about what we're all about. I consider us the new kids on the block in many ways, but by us having this fantastic place to educate people, and that's what we want to do. Show them what Pella has had in the past by our pictures and by our, we're going to have exhibits coming up and people will already have asked us if they can display things and a little bit of history that way and what gets us excited and what we can show them.
So give us a little bit of background. What does the Pella Historic Trust do?
The Historic Trust is interested in Pella as a whole. We are different than the Historical Society, which deals mostly with the campus situation that they have where their historic village is located in the Scholte House. But the Historic Trust is interested in the preservation of our entire community and establishing historic landmarks in our community, so information on the residences in Pella that are significant. Their stories are told, those houses are awarded, and we keep the fuel or the interest in historic restoration alive in our town.
And you can, and anybody can help and be a member, and just by being a member, you're helping.
Absolutely. We love volunteers, and we are in need of volunteers with our new location. We're looking for individuals that would like to come and maybe spend 2 to 3 hours at any given time manning our office and answering questions for people, tourists in particular, that come in and want to learn about our wonderful city.
Well, and what you were talking about when I came in was you were talking about Tuttle Mania. That's great. Can you tell us a little bit about Tuttle Mania and what it's in reference to,
Jim? Well, this all started several months ago when we purchased the Tuttle Coven from Monty and Gil Kirby, and we feel it was one of the biggest finds that we had for our trust, and from then on, we just started brainstorming where it can go, what we can do with it, how we can open it up to the public, and we formed a committee, and they're a very special committee, and they've worked so hard and diligently to make this happen. We recruited people that in the past has been on the board, Ellie Gosling. She's coming back this summer to help us. And as I said before, many members that have called and said, you know, if you need my help, I will help you. And friends that are not members have just said, I want to help. I want to be part of this. And, you know, it's so exciting. And each time we go there, we discover something new and different. Bruce Williamson, he's our contractor. He just finished a fabulous stone fireplace. And then we're replacing furniture by donations and things that perhaps was during that period of time. We can let people talk about what they remember from their great-great-grandparents and relate. And everyone has stories to share and tell. And so we have this great, gigantic story about Tuttle to share. And that's what we get excited about.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lynn Branderhorst and Jan Vandenberg with the Historic Pella Trust.
And for our listeners that don't know this, the Tuttle family was here when the Schultes arrived and the whole group from Holland. They were here.
Before.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The Tuttles are where the story of Pella began, actually. Thomas Tuttle came from Canada in 1838. His father was a cabin builder in Canada, and so that gave him the skill set necessary. He came down and landed in Fairfield, Iowa, and set out to build a cabin with his new bride, Nancy Tuttle. They in 1842, they set out to accomplish what a lot of individuals were doing at that time, and that was to stake a claim. And Thomas and Nancy Tuttle staked their claim in what was known as Tuttle Field. The address is 608 Lincoln currently today.
Well, yeah, and you can just drive by and see it, and it's going to be open, you know, for people to go in soon, I presume?
Yes, as in next week. Okay. Yes.
All right. But that's just amazing if you think about the courage it took for them to
absolutely come.
Oh, I mean,
yes.
And the struggles that they had in each travel, adventure, you know, getting here in a covered wagon. Their possessions were in that wagon. That was it, drawn by the oxen. And then starting to build a cabin and stake out their land, you know, in itself, and then to deal with the Indians. And then he had to leave Nancy for 9 days to go back to get flour, sugar, different things like that, and bring that back. So had she gone with him, the cabin would no longer have been there. The Indians would have taken over and probably burnt it down. But she is just one of the most bravest women that I know now, that I never knew before. And she stayed there the whole 9 days by herself, protecting their cabin and their land.
It was a whole different time. I don't know many people that could do that or would want to do anything like that. I mean,
it was
a whole different time, a whole different attitude.
Yes, I agree with you. I called Nancy one tough cookie because prior to building the cabin, they had to sleep underneath their wagon. And the cabin was strictly built by Nancy and Thomas Tuttle. So she was the person on the other end of that log, dropping it in place. She wasn't a casual observer. She was a willing and sturdy participant in the process.
I love that, willing and sturdy participant.
Yes.
May we all be willing
to be.
And
yes.
Yeah, sturdy
yes.
participants. Well, how cool. So the educational component of this has to be tremendous, especially for our kids, you know, walking around, looking at their cell phones, watching videos, listening on their iPods or whatever. This is just a whole other world for them.
Well, actually, you should bring up the iPods and things like that, because this is something that's happened to me since my surgery and everything. I'm so aware of handicapped people and making it accessible. And for those in wheelchairs that possibly can't go inside, we want our new inventions to hand it to them and Ron Rietveld do a video, or what do I want to say? Not video, but something that can be on the iPod so they can be sitting out in the yard listening to this and seeing what actually the cabin looks like inside and what the history was, because he's going to tell them.
Well, yes, we want the history of this wonderful cabin to be accessible for any age and any mobility level. We feel that sometimes just even standing on the yard, knowing that this is where everything started, this is the oldest structure in Marion County, the oldest structure in Polk County. As a matter of fact, it's so important that state historian William Page said that the Tuttle Cabin to Pella and to the state of Iowa is as important as the Plymouth Rock is to our entire country. And that's a very powerful statement to make about a little tiny structure.
And, you know, and there's people hearing this and we're talking about it now that know that they've driven past it. And
a
probably didn't
times.
Even yeah, and didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. It was there. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, so this is what you're trying to do, you know, sort of raise the consciousness of Pella and beyond about the significance of this cabin and this incredible story of these pioneers.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, we have a woman coming all the way from Oregon just to see the Tuttle cabin. And as a matter of fact, she's coming during tulip time. And she has traced her roots back to one of the Tuttle brothers. And we'll be visiting and walking behind our tulip time entry this year in the parade.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Lynn Branderhorst and Jan Vandenberg with the Historic Pella Trust. Now tell me about some of the programs that you have in mind for kids, Jan.
We have a series of programs going on right before school will ending, and the kids' second grade class will be coming through from Madison, from Lincoln, and Pella Christian, and homeschool classes will come through. We hope to get them excited and just willing to participate and tell other kids and their families about what's going on. We have different areas there that they will be participating in. One area is making clay marbles. Susan Bracken, she researched that, and that was something that the kids did because they weren't able to go to the stores and buy toys. They had to create their own. So we will have an area, and then they will get to make those and take those home and set them out in the sun and let them dry and then play with them. We have another area educating them on washing clothes. They didn't have washers and dryers. They had to carry their water from a distance, put it in a tub and with a scrub board. And they will get to wash clothes and see what that was like. And then we have little
They're not going to like that.
They absolutely will not.
Well, I mean, they might be
The water might be enticing to them, but
But
really?
To think about that,
yes.
I mean, to them it just magically happens, mom, dad
Absolutely.
Does it, and to know that what it really took to
Well,
to
and
do
one
that.
Thing important, if you start reading the history of the children, how they had to work, they didn't get to go to bed early, they stayed up with mom or with dad, whatever was going on, they didn't get to play a lot, so any time that they were given permission to have some free time was very cherished because they had to work hard. They were part of a family, and education was done in their log cabins by their parents. And then getting back to the other events going on, then they will help plant a garden there. And Lil is going to educate them on the Indian way of planting gardens, which I think is exciting. And then they'll go inside the cabin and learn the history of the cabin and Mr. and Mrs. Tuttle's part in this. But also we're going to have events on Saturdays that will create for families to come and participate. We want to have this fall a cookout. All the food will be made in the yard using methods from early 1800s. We have some ladies that are going to come and do that. And we would like the parents to come again and have these activities in the yard open and let mom and dad participate with their children. We think that's very exciting to get them all involved as families.
Okay, now tell me about this coloring book. How cool is this?
Well, we have wanted something that the children could take home and read the history. They'll listen to us, but if it doesn't come together, they can take this back to their home and they can color the pictures. And as they are coloring them, then it will all come back, the stages of what Mr. and Mrs. Tuttle went through. And with the help of the Pella Community Foundation giving us a grant for this, and our illustrator, Scott Vandenberg, and Bruce and myself.
Bruce Borchi.
Yes, thank you. We're excited about it. And we're also, there's a paper that I had printed out, and I left them at all the schools. And then it's what I remember about Tuttle. So the kids will be drawing pictures, and if they want to bring those up here, we will display them for the kids. Nice. And I think that will be cool, too. We've asked kids to make log cabins, and we're going to display those, and the history of Tuttle and everything will be there over tulip time in the month of May. So that will be exciting. But we're just, this coloring book has turned out fantastic. And the principals that I've showed, they are excited about it too. So I think we did a good project with this.
Lynn, this just didn't all of a sudden magically appear. It took a lot of work by a lot of people, and importantly, for anything like this, it takes some financial support.
It does. It has been a Herculean task, and we have been blessed by multiple funders that believe in the project, believe in the longevity of education to our children, and have funded everything from the roof that has been placed on the top of the cabin, the new roof, to the brochures and the activity books that will be placed in the hands of children and visitors to the cabin. And those organizations are the Marion County Community Foundation, the Pella Community Foundation, the Walmart Foundation, the Kuiper Foundation, and the Midwest One Foundation. So as you can see, we have a lot of people that are financially backing this program and believe in the vision of the Tuttle Cabin.
Thanks to Lynn Branderhorst and Jan Vandenberg for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.